The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Couple notes about tonight. The hymn of praise is going to be hymn 427. And so instead of singing glory, we're going to sing hymn 427. And we thought about originally two verses for the offering hymn, but it's only a three-verse hymn. We'll do all three. And then at the end of the service, we'll have a dedication of the new Advent parents. And so please rise as we sing our first hymn. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God,
merciful Father, I, a poor and miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee by thy bounteous mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Continue with the intro to printed in your bulletin. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live.
I will sing praise to my God.
O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all.
The earth is full of your creatures.
These all look to you.
To give them their food in due season.
When you give it to them, they gather it up.
When you open your hands, they are filled with good things.
When you send forth your spirit, they are created.
And you renew the face of the ground.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live.
I will sing praise to my God while I have been.
Your mercies are new every morning, and you graciously provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may acknowledge your goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience all our days. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for Thanksgiving Eve is from the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, verses 1 through 10. Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe. You may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way for these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to test you, to know that to what is in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone. But man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. You should know in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord chastens you. Therefore you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to fear him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Here endeth our Old Testament reading. We continue with our gradual. The eyes of all look to you, O Lord.
And you give them their food in due season.
You open your hand.
And satisfy the desire of their every living thing.
O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His steadfast love endures forever.
Our epistle reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Christians in Philippi, the 4th chapter. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. The God of peace will be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Though surely you did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned that whatever state I am in, to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well that you have shared in my distress. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Not that I was seeking the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus all the things sent from you, a sweet smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in the glory of Christ, by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Here endeth the epistle reading. Please rise for the Alleluia verse. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his steadfast love endures forever. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel is written in the 17th chapter of St. Luke, beginning at verse 11. As he went to Jerusalem, but he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And so when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that they went. They were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found to return who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Here endeth the gospel reading.
Praise be to Thee, O Christ.
Let us confess our Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed, found on page 22.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism of the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated as we continue with our next hymn. sermon is based off of the gospel reading from Luke 17. The theme is, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. The grace, mercy, and peace of Christ Jesus rest upon each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen.
10 lepers cried out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. 10 lepers were healed. They were healed of their leprosy. But one returned to give thanks to Jesus. Dear saints in Christ, perhaps you'll say, well, that's typical. People really are rude. They don't think to give thanks to anyone else. Nevertheless, I think people need to be reminded all the time to give thanks. So perhaps this is the lesson of one polite leper. But no, this is not the lesson of one polite leper. This is the lesson of one leper who had faith. Jesus says to the man, your faith has saved you. Some translate this text as, your faith has made you well. The translators thought made well made more sense because of the context. The man was healed of a very painful disease. But Jesus says, your faith has saved you. And the man made his faith known by returning and giving thanks. You see, thanksgiving is a fruit of saving faith. The man thanked Jesus because he believed that Jesus made him well. The text says, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and fell down at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. He gave God thanks at Jesus' feet because Jesus is God. Jesus is his Savior, the one who not only heals him of bodily ailments, but cures his soul from the rot of sin and rescues him from hell. He gives thanks because he has faith. Nevertheless, the desire to be healed is not the same as having faith. I mean, anyone can cry out for help when they are in trouble. Cries for mercy ring with unemployment. When cancer strikes. When the need is high. But then such cries fall silent. When the bank account is cushioned. When the doctor gives you a clean bill of health. And you have more than you need. Nevertheless, faith is more than simply wanting. Faith is believing that God will give. That is why the one who has faith trusts in God through the good times and the bad times. The one leper showed that he trusted in God, even when his ailment left him. Because God is the one who will provide for both the rich and the poor, the healthy and the sick. If you have faith, you know that you depend upon God just as much after he answers your pleas as you do before your pleas for mercy. The Apostle Paul writes to the Christians in Philippi, I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Did you notice that the Apostle Paul doesn't write that he is never hungry or never in need, but that he has strength through God? Even when he is brought low, he has faith that God cares for him always. So then, you give thanks because God cares for you. Thanksgiving needs to have a cause. And the psalmist writes, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever." You give thanks because you know that God has done you good. That is faith. It is confidence that God does for you what he says. So for the one who has faith, thanksgiving is not something you do when all things are going well, when you know when you are not in need, when your belly is full, when you can afford to give generously. But if you have faith, you give thanks at all times, during the good times and the bad times, because you have faith in the one who strengthens you. Notice how St. Paul teaches you to give thanks even before your prayers are answered. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. So if you have faith, you know that God will take care of you. The psalmist writes, "O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever." But how do you give thanks? First, and this is the most important, you have to have faith. You must see that thanksgiving without faith is meaningless. It is just empty words. It is faith that gives true glory to God. It is faith that trusts in God above all things. It is faith that compels the healed leper to praise God at the feet of Jesus. Thus, you give proper thanks. You must first have faith. Faith that God loves you and that he saves you. You must believe his holy word and desire to hear it. Likewise, the Lord's Supper is called the Eucharist, which comes from the Greek word, give thanks. This is because Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread and gave thanks. He also took the cup and gave thanks. The Christian receives Christ's true body and blood in the sacrament with thanksgiving because he has faith that the supper truly forgives sins and gives eternal life for the sake of the body that was once broken for you upon the cross. Faith believes God's word. Faith receives the gifts God gives through his means of grace, his word and sacraments. It is through this faith and in response to these gifts that you give proper thanks to God. Nevertheless, giving thanks is more than songs of praise. Although these are beautiful to the ears of our Father in heaven, thanksgiving is sacrifice. You offer sacrifices of thanksgiving, not only in word, but also in action. Not only in church, but everywhere you go. Not only on Thanksgiving, but on every single day. The Apostle Paul writes to the Christians in Ephesus, "Give thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ." You see, thanksgiving is a fruit of faith. In fact, you could say it is the fruit of faith. Every act of love, every act of sacrifice, every act of submission by the Christian is an act of thanksgiving toward God. As the people of Israel offered sacrifices of thanksgiving in the temple, so Christians offer sacrifices of thanksgiving by offering their time, by offering their money, by offering their strength and abilities to God. This involves giving out of their abundance to support the mission of the church, sacrificing time to help others, feeding the poor, comforting those who mourn, praying for your enemies, visiting the sick, and confessing Christ to the sinner tormented by a guilty conscience. Dear saints in Christ, because God constantly cares for you, not only for your physical needs, but Christ Jesus currently and forever intercedes for you before God, declaring you innocent by his blood. So your faith holds to this promise constantly. And because your faith constantly trusts in God's protection and salvation, so you constantly give thanks to God, whether in plenty or in hunger, whether in abundance or in need, whether in prison or in freedom. Give thanks to the Lord always, because he always keeps you in his grace. Amen.
Amen.
Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Please rise. Let's pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious God, your mercies are new every morning. Continually provide for us all we need to support this body and life. And grant that we would receive your gifts with thanksgiving. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, you cause the rain to fall on the righteous and the unrighteous. You make the sun to shine on evildoers as well as those who do good. Spare your people from drought and famine, that the land might produce a good harvest, and that your people might share your bounty to feed this hungry world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, you have sent us forth in the name as your instruments of hope and love in a world that is in desperate need. Bless the good work of all ministries of human care, that Christ would be made known through their works of mercy here and throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, you are the giver of life. Teach us to respect and nurture the lives of all people, especially the unborn, those born with disabilities or infirmities, and those who, for whom death draws near. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, you have given us your word and sacraments. Grant us grace to value these heavenly treasures above all else, that you would ever be the source of our greatest joy, the true and abiding light of our lives, and our constant consolation in every season of life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, you remember the saints of old who loved and served you, and we imitate them in commending ourselves and all that we have and all we are to whom we pray for your loving hand. Trust in you to grant this all the things needful for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All these things and whatever else you know that we need, dear Lord, grant us for the sake of him who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Continue with hymn 307.
Thank you.
thanks unto the Lord our God. Right and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, therefore with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
take, eat. This is the true body of Christ. Give them to death for your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ. Give them to death for your sin. Take, eat. True body of Christ. Take, drink. True blood of Christ. Shed for the remission of all your sins. Take, drink. True blood of Christ. Shed for the remission of all your sins. Take, drink. The true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Now this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve your body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Please rise and continue with the Nunc Dimittis. Source of all goodness, with loving kindness didst send thy only begotten Son into the flesh. We thank thee that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in the sacrament. And we beseech thee not to forsake thy children, but evermore to rule our hearts and minds by the Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve thee through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Thank you. Adult love in the Lord. The Lord reigns and he is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed. He has put on strength as his belt. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. It is therefore fitting that we implore the Lord's blessing as we clothe the altar of his sanctuary, from which he strengthens and preserves us in the true faith. O Lord God Almighty, you instructed Moses, your servant, to make hangings and fine linens for the use in the tabernacle. We implore you to sanctify these Advent pyramids for the adornment of your church. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless these pyramids for Advent. Amen.
Amen. Amen.